880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida. Man, I am just absolutely vented out. I was at an event all day today. Awesome event thrown by Colliers there. Capital event. I was there. I spoke. We had just a great time. Lots of good information. So high five to Mike Fay and the rest of the folks out at Colliers for throwing a great event down there at the James L. Knight Center. You know, next week, I will be at the IMN event. I'll be at the IMN Spring Single Family Aggregation REO to Rental Forum. It's May 13th to 15th. I'll be speaking Thursday the 15th at 11:45 about financing that's available. But there'll be 34 different sessions, over 800 executives in attendance, over 140 speakers, 200 funds, REITs, and other investors. And you can get more info by sending an email to hotline@imn.org. You can call 212-224-3428 for more information. And oh, by the way, if you'd like to get a discount, use the code JF20 and you'll get a discount to the IMN Spring Family Aggregation REO to Rental Program. The stock market went up today, or actually kind of vacillated. What happened today was the tech bubble burst a little bit. They pulled back. Everything got a little frothy. Look, when you're hitting a new high every week, you're going to be having some pullback. So they said in the last show, best is to just stay steady and solid and invest. Don't play the market, or the market will end up playing you. We'll be right back. We've got a great show today. We've got Ron Book on. He's going to talk to us about what happened in Tallahassee, sort of a state of the state, and I'm sure we'll touch on a little Lawrence Kids with him. We're also going to have an excellent guest from U Health. We're going to have Dr. Edamy Cortez Torres. Oh my gosh, try to say that three times fast. She's the chief of the mood disorders unit at the University of Miami Hospital. So we're going to talk about the new trends in helping yourself out of a mood disorder. And then stick with me. I'm going to have some editorial comments at the end of the show, and you can be darn sure I'll be talking about that soccer stadium. So Oscar, take us away. We'll be right back with Ron Book talking about what happened in Tallahassee and what does it mean to you.
It's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into the fun at Marlins Park. And now you can dive in for half the price with Miami Herald Half Price Tuesdays. Invite all your friends to an exciting night of Marlins baseball. It's major league fun for not a lot of money. The next Miami Herald Half Price Tuesday is May 20th at 7:10 versus the Philadelphia Phillies. So get ready to save on baseball. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
You know, I told everybody I was bringing my mom out to the Marlins game on Wednesday, and we had an absolutely great time. Not a lot of runs, but a whole lot of laughs, a whole lot of great memories. So if you get a chance, go out and see the Marlins. You know, they have the best home record in baseball right now. So when they come off this this big, long trip out west, make sure you go see a Marlins game. It's a lot of fun, and I'll be going on their next homestand, and you should too. Now, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got one of my favorite segments. We do it every year. We get Ron Book on. Excuse me. Ron is probably the foremost government affairs representative here in South Florida. He has a whole bunch of clients. The list is actually too long to list, but Ron is up there lobbying the state of Florida for the people of Florida, and he comes on every year as the session ends, and we kind of do a scorecard on the legislature. So, Ron, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thank you very much, and appreciate the opportunity not only to join you but all of the listeners and your wife in recapping what happened in Tallahassee during the 60-day annual legislative session.
Well, you know, from what I've been reading, it was a strong session for kids, a strong session for some of the local politicians that had some initiatives. I don't know what happened here for Miami-Dade County, so maybe we can kind of go over a lot of that stuff.
Well, let's start by saying Miami-Dade County had a great year in Tallahassee. Nothing bad happened, and lots of good things happened. And when you can leave there without anything bad happening to you, you conclude that you've had a great year. But on top of that, some very positive things happened.
Awesome.
First of all, in the world of K-12, which is our public school system, we got an almost 3.5% total increase year over year. The per pupil FTE is about a little over $6,900 a student, up about $127 a student from last year. Total funding for increased funding for K-12 is almost $570 million more this year than last year. And last year was a $1 billion increase, and the year before was a $1 billion increase. But in addition to that, the traditional public school model has been looking for something known as PECO dollars, which is public education capital outlay.
Okay.
In the last several years, the only people that have been getting PECO money really have been the charter schools. This year, $50 million went to PECO for the traditional public schools. So all of that was good. If you're a university person, whether you're in the public university world or the private university world, both were treated very well. There'll be no tuition increases of a 15% level that had previously been approved back during the Crist administration days, to be precise. Governor insisted on repealing that provision. It was repealed. Together with that came the immigration tuition bill that doesn't allow discrimination to take place as it relates to our immigrant population as far as in-state versus out-of-state tuition. If you're a private school student in one of our universities, like the University of Miami, I would use as an example, we have something called the FRAG, which is the Florida Resident Assistance Grant Program, where our in-state students who go to private schools get the FRAG allotment for tuition, and this year it went up to $3,000 per student, which is a big deal if you're an in-state resident going to one of our private institutions. In the world of healthcare, Jackson Memorial was facing something known as tiering, which would have hit them to the tune of about $143 million. The legislative delegation fully mitigated that $143 million, which was a plus-plus for them.
Great.
And in addition to that, they got a number of other things and no Medicaid cuts, which puts Jackson in a very positive cash flow perspective from a state standpoint. It's really, Jim, one of the first years that if you're in the public sector, whether that's K-12 or you're in the university setting world or you're in the county government world, or you're in the hospital healthcare world like Jackson or the North and South Broward Hospital Districts, it's really the first year you could, you know, in a number of years where you could really step back after the 60 days and applaud what they were doing. And if all of that's not enough, the legislature also, in its infinite wisdom with the leadership of the governor, provided over $530 million of tax relief for the people of Florida, $400 million of it coming in the way of reduced vehicle registration fees that had increased over the last several years, sales tax holidays for hurricane supplies, sales tax holiday for school supplies, sales tax holiday for people who buy certain strollers and bike helmets. The legislature went through and really tried in the tax relief package, which the House dubbed a package of awesomeness, tried to really provide relief that put real money back in the taxpayers' pockets this year. And if all of that was not enough, at the end of the day, the legislature moved a number of other things. But the one thing I told you, Jim, and I told your listeners, which was the $500 million question that everybody always wanted to know about, and I told you very clearly the last time I was on your show that we were not going to see destination casinos out of this legislative session. I told your listeners the last time I was on nothing would happen on gaming. And a lot of people said I was full of it, and a lot of people said I didn't know what I was talking about. But 41 years of going to the Capitol, I got a sense of reading tea leaves, and I can tell you that in this particular case, nothing happened on gaming. There'll be no expansion of gaming. Legislature did address one of the sin areas, which is tobacco, in that they limited what and who could buy the e-cigarettes going forward, to take them out of the hands of minors. And in addition to that, on the humanitarian front, they also passed the medical marijuana known as Charlotte's Web, which really is focused primarily on the world of young children that are afflicted and impacted by severe epilepsy. They expanded the use for cancer patients and those who suffer from different types of muscle seizures as well. No one should confuse the Charlotte's Web low THC content marijuana in something other than smokable form that was approved by this session of the legislature versus what will be on the ballot in November for medical marijuana. And that, Jim, in 3 minutes or less, is sort of a Reader's Digest version fast update on where things are. The one last thing I would add on the budget front, again, for the second year in a row, the legislature passed the largest budget ever passed in the history of the state of Florida. The budget that the legislature passed, even with the tax relief, was just over $77.1 billion.
Well, Ron, listen, there's a couple of topics that I still want to go over with you that the legislature addressed, and then some things that you and I have in common as well I want to talk about. Can you hang out for another segment?
I sure can.
All right, well, stick with us. Oscar's going to take us out. We're going to come back. We're going to talk with Ron Book. And the next segment, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some of the social things that were passed, specifically that had to do with protecting our kids with the legislature, and some of the things Ron and I have been doing together for the past few months. We'll be right back. Oscar, take us away. Bring us back quick, because we got a lot to talk about with Ron. Back after this. All right, you don't have to hear it from the grapevine. You hear it straight from me. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always our friends at Warren Henry.
Hey, Miami, it's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into the fun at Marlins Park. And now you can dive in for half the price with Miami Herald Half Price Tuesdays. Invite all your friends to an exciting night of Marlins baseball. It's major league fun for not a lot of money. The next Miami Herald Half Price Tuesday is May 20th at 7:10 versus the Philadelphia Phillies. So get ready to save on baseball. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
Hey, everybody, you know you only have one pair of eyes, so for LASIK surgery, trust your eyes to Bascom Palmer Eye Institute. For 10 years in a row, Bascom Palmer has been named the nation's best eye care hospital by U.S. News and World Report. Bascom Palmer's board-certified physicians perform thousands of refractive procedures each year, and Bascom Palmer centers in Miami, Palm Beach Gardens, and Plantation are home to some of the most advanced diagnostic and therapeutic technologies available not only for LASIK, but for every type of eye care, so you can feel confident you're getting the results you're looking for. Visit BascomPalmer.org/LASIK today to learn more.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on. We're on with Ron Book. He's a specialist in government affairs and administrative law. He's probably the most effective lobbyist that we've seen in Tallahassee in quite some time. And Ron, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much again for inviting me back. And you're right, Jim, area that we really didn't talk about was the total child welfare area, as well as the area of childhood sexual abuse that is so near and dear to us. But I would be remiss if I didn't start by recognizing first the Sun Sentinel for the series they ran in late August titled Sexual Predators Unleashed, which resulted in the passage of sweeping reforms in the area of protecting children against childhood sexual abuse. In fact, the first four bills that the legislature took up on opening day were four sexual assault bills, one that dealt with further elimination of statute limitations, one that deals with mandatory minimum sentences, especially 50 years, especially for those who offend against individuals with developmental delays, children with autism, Down syndrome, 90% of which will be offended against in their lifetime. They closed loopholes in the Jimmy Rice Act, which is the civil commitment statute, and they broadened the base of those that would be reviewed before their criminal sentences get completed. We passed a provision on the last day of the legislative session terminating parental rights of convicted sexual predators, whether their offense was against their own children or not. It terminates their parental rights so we don't put children in harm's way. On the last day of the legislative session, we also passed a provision that on the license, driver's licenses of sexual predators, it will now say in big letters, sexual predator, so that when law enforcement officers stop somebody on a routine traffic stop and there's a little kid in their car and they see sexual predator on the license, driver's license, they can look a little further to make sure that that's not a child in harm's way immediately. But in addition to that, the child welfare package, which was authored by Senator Eleanor Sobel of South Broward County, we will increase the child investigators by over 400 and reduce caseloads of child investigators from 20 cases to 10. We changed the presumption of that a child belongs in preserving the family unit to what's in the child's best interest. We have put some immediate panels together to deal with child deaths, and that is as a result of the Miami Herald series authored by Audra Birch and Carol Marvin Miller of the Miami Herald and their investigative series known as Innocence, I-N-N-O-C-E-N-T-S, Innocence Lost, and they chronicled the lives of 477 young children from throughout the entire state of Florida who lost their lives as very, very young children, infants, toddlers, because the Department of Children and Families didn't have all the tools and the presumptions against taking a child away from a family were not properly in place, that left many children whose families couldn't get services to potentially be in a position to save those children's lives from doing so going forward. So all in all, one of the things that this legislative session will go down for is protecting children from childhood sexual abuse, protecting children from child abuse in general, and making our children safer as a whole.
Well,
that's
Ron,
what this legislature should be known for.
Well, Ron, you know, you're wonderful in deflecting the praise and the credit, but a lot of those laws, I know that you had a hand in probably writing some of the legislation directly, and I want to congratulate you and Lauren, especially Lauren, on receiving her Power of One Award recently from Tracy Morning and the Honey Shine Foundation. I know that she was the L'Oreal Woman of Worth, and a lot of this and a lot of it, I gotta just give you a high five. And I'm sitting here, you know, rolling my finger around my 42 million bracelet. I was at Green Street the other day and saw Coach Spo wearing his. So I'm doing it on the sideline. I see Coach Fiorentino wearing his all the time. You know, it's just amazing how you've been able to cobble together this coalition of caring people to protect our kids.
Thank you. But the, you know, as I tell people all the time. You know, I had children, and I always wanted to be my children's hero. My daughter has turned out to be my hero, so thank you.
Well, Ron, it's our pleasure. Now, what do you see coming up here locally on some of the hallmark issues? You may not be directly involved, but we've got, for instance, the soccer stadium being kicked all over town. First, they were going to put it at the port on the on Dodge Island. Now they're talking about filling in the slip next to the arena. I personally like a location over by the mass transit by the airport. I'm not asking really for a position. What do you see as some of the things that are going to come to light that we should look for here?
Let's just talk briefly about that. It's no secret that I represent the Miami Dolphins. And it's no secret that a piece of legislation that came out of this year's legislative session will not only help the soccer stadium get built, but also help Dolphin Stadium, Sun Life Stadium, with their renovation project. But all that said, here's what I would say to you. If we didn't build a baseball stadium downtown in one of those parks, I'm not sure that we should be building a soccer stadium on the water either. That said, look, I think sports franchises and sports franchise facilities and cultural arts facilities and the like and the performing arts facilities are all extremely valuable, important community assets. And I think that we get a tremendous return on investment. It's not just what we get locally. It's the message that goes out around the country and around the world, much the way the AAA will be lit up in colors tonight in downtown when the Miami Heat takes on the Brooklyn Nets in Game 2 of Series 2 on their way to their three-peat.
Oh, yeah.
Those things come back in aces. It's not all about how many people visit our community for those games and events. It's all of what the positive publicity generates for year-round tourism for our community or year-round economic development for a community, which I think oftentimes gets lost in adversarial rhetoric in an effort to stop these things from occurring. I'm not going to say which site's the best site or the worst site. I would simply suggest I believe there are lots of qualified sites in our community, near mass transit lines, things that make it more convenient for our citizens to attend. I think a lot of these sites that are also considered seriously.
Well, I think that I agree with you completely, and I want to talk about some of the convenience. You know, big issue and thing that is changing dramatically here in Miami as we get population concentrations in new locations is the transportation is becoming more and more difficult in and out of our urban core as well as around it. Is there anything that you can see on the horizon that would be able to address some of these things? Is there anything being talked about?
Well, look, there's continued talk about additional rail links and the like, and what did happen this legislative session is the Department of Transportation did get their budget requests fully filled, and I believe at the end of the day, again, we will continue to see transportation projects in our community thrive in an effort to try to help us meet the mass transportation infrastructure needs that we have in Miami-Dade and in South Florida as a region. All aboard Florida is in part about that, but more needs to be done to be able to move folks through our community.
Are you seeing a little bit more of the regional legislators sort of working together on these regional and super regional issues? Because I believe that a lot of the biggest problems can't be solved if you don't get rid of the arbitrary municipal lines.
Well, I think you got to get rid of those invisible geographic lines that oftentimes separate county by county, city by city. So I couldn't agree with you more. You know, regionalism is not a subject that has been fully embraced and adopted by our elected officials. I think so much more could be done on a regional basis. But the answer is more is done today than was done a year ago and 2 years ago and 5 years ago. And you got to be cautiously optimistic that we'll break those geographic barriers down and we'll break the political barriers down and we'll break the barriers of parochialism down and break the barriers of it's got to be all about me down to where it's all about the area and the people who live in the area.
You know, last time I was at your office, I'm sorry, I'm just rapid firing this. I never have enough time with you. When I was at your office, the last time was the day of the cataclysmic Aventura rain, which kind of brings into focus, you know, climate change. I know the president focused on it. We had Senator Nelson down here focusing on it. Is Tallahassee taking a look? Because we got a whole lot of exposed coastline.
You know, not quite as much about about those global warming kinds of issues and the like that really properly debated and discussed in Washington. But I would say the following: our local lawmakers worked together better this year than in a decade or two. That's why our K-12 system came out as well as it did. That's why Jackson ended up as well as it did. That's why our higher education programs did. But in addition to that, Jim, more local projects, which they like to call turkeys, more local projects that deal with our stormwater runoff, that deal with the flooding in our communities, got funded this session than ever before. And while you're going to read in the coming days about Tax Watch and their turkey list and this and the that, and it didn't pass through this process, let me just tell you, they did more to fund those needs than ever before, and those are projects that are of urgency in our community. Getting a hold of the stormwater problems, the runoff problems, the flooding problems, all of which cause damage, all of which cause pain, all of which cause suffering in our community. It causes lost revenues for businesses. It causes people to lose days on their jobs. It's a big deal, and that's a big deal. And by the way, the legislature also found a way to fund $1 million for the renovation and restoration of the historic Marine Stadium on Virginia Key. And they found a way to provide infrastructure for the tourism an economic development project known as Skyrise, going to be built in downtown, that's going to bring millions of visitors to our community. All in all, they work to provide needed funds to our community to meet the priorities of the citizens of our community.
You know, it sounds like the projects you're talking about are things that it's tough to build a coalition and a consensus around, but are still needed, and sometimes you need to be addressed as an executive action.
You know, oftentimes, Jim, people criticize us for wasting money here and wasting money there, and they like to call projects that get inserted in the budget as turkeys. Here's what I could say to you. There is no license by state agencies or governmental agencies of what's good and what's bad. Oftentimes, others bring things to the legislature that are appropriate priorities, and there's a reason we have a legislature. There's a reason the Constitution makes them lawmakers. There's a reason why the governor recommends a budget, and we ask legislators to build their own budget and pass it and send it to the governor, because we vote for those people who are supposed to have individual minds and hearts and thoughts that represent the almost 20 million Floridians in the state of Florida.
Well, hallelujah, Ron. I mean, my gosh, we got to get you back because I want to find out what's going to happen next year.
I look forward to the opportunity every time you and Vivian and your entire crew there invite me to come back. The listeners are fortunate to have you bringing topics to them each and every day that you're on the air that impact them as citizens and taxpayers of our community.
Ron Book, watchdog for our community. Ron, thank you to you. Thank you to Lauren for all the people she touches that she's never even going to meet. And thank you for everybody involved with Lauren's kids. We're so glad to be a part.
Listen, I made a mistake not talking about that 1,500-mile walk in my shoes walk that she did for the fifth time this year, having covered over 6,000 miles, touching the lives of tens of millions of Floridians. thank you so very much for all you've done to help.
It's our pleasure. We're going to have you guys back on soon. Vivian's going to work on that. We'll talk all Lauren's kids.
My love to all both of you. Thank you.
We love you, too. All right, Oscar, we're going to be back with our UHealth guest. We're going to talk about mental health, new trends, things you need to know about. So get yourself focused correctly. If you're angry in traffic, we'll talk about what to do it after this break. Oscar.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know, you heard me talking with Ron Book, Lauren's dad, and the founder of Lauren's Kids. It's absolutely urgent. You know, it's your obligation under the law to report it if you think a child is in danger or being abused. So make sure you check out what's going on. If you think a child is having a problem or abused, give DCF a call. Go to laurenskids.org. That website will tell you what to do. But you've got to join us in our crusade to help save our kids. 95% of child abuse could be avoided simply by education. And I want to thank our friends at Warren Henry because they helped us get the Lauren's Kids Love and Healing license plate through. And they helped us generate the 1,000 plates we needed. And that's why I always am proud to say when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hey, Miami, it's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into the fun at Marlins Park. And now you can dive in for half the price with Miami Herald Half Price Tuesdays. Invite all your friends to an exciting night of Marlins baseball. It's major league fun for not a lot of money. The next Miami Herald Half Price Tuesday is May 20th at 7:10 versus the Philadelphia Phillies. So get ready to save on baseball. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
All right, everybody. You know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes, and they could be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared toward getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Delays continue in Miami-Dade County. Crash now on the Dolphin heading westbound at Red Road. It's got a center lane block. Delays on the approach there. It's going to be a stop-and-go ride on the Palmetto northbound, 25th Street to 36th Street. We have delays southbound in the same area. Broward County, crash now. If you're traveling on 595 westbound at I-95, looks like that is on the shoulder. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We've got some great U Health stuff coming up right after this, in fact, including this. But we're going to talk about U Health and trends to for your mental health. So stick with us. We've got some great stuff coming up in the next half hour. And U Health, that's the University of Miami Health System. Well, it brings you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And keep listening because you're going to hear about that. U Health is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now U Health is in Plantation. Now, I've been out to that Plantation facility. It's absolutely awesome. And what sets U Health apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at U Health, they do. That means that if you're getting if you're there for one type of an operation and maybe you're having some mental health issues, well, the mental health people come and they'll talk to you. If you're lucky, you'll even get Dr. Cortez Torres to speak with you. But more than collaborative care, U Health is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Hey, folks, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. You know, U Health includes Bascom Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for 10 years in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. All those C's, sometimes they get me confused. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. And, you know, you can learn more about U Health through the U Health Discovery Series. It's now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make U Health great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're really doing some innovative stuff over there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, well, these guys can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about U Health, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from U Health can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
All right, Oscar. Thanks. I love the way you just rolled that out there this week. Good to see you got the gerbil working again. Now we've got Dr. Edamy Cortez Torres. She's an assistant professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. But more importantly, or equally importantly, she's the chief of the mood disorders unit at the University of Miami Hospital. So for all you people that are having a problem out there on I-95, listen closely. Dr. Torres, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good afternoon to you and to everyone listening to your show.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm glad to hear I got a little chuckle out of you. I heard it in your voice there.
You did.
All right. All right. Now, listen, we all know about the great things that they do at the Miller School of Medicine, and I know that I've had friends that were either had consults with you or were going to get them. So they were really lucky, because I never realized you were the chief of the mood disorders unit at UM at the University of Miami Hospital. What is that?
Well, our mood disorders unit is really a specialized unit at University of Miami Hospital, where we focus inpatient treatment on patients suffering from acute depression or bipolar illness, either depressed or mild mania states. And it's a really specialized unit in the sense that we focus not only on the treatment and adjusting their medications, but we also incorporate other treatment modalities, which include psychotherapeutic interventions. So we do have a psychologist on staff that meets with our patients, both to offer individual psychotherapy sessions in addition to group therapy. And we also have recreational therapy and art therapy to promote not only our patients' emotional well-being, but also improve their recovery period.
Now, I occasionally read up on the guests that are going to be on the show, and when I was reading up on you, it seemed like this unit at the hospital, it seemed that it had one bed per room. It seemed like it was geared towards obviously everybody, but also where a high-powered professional might feel more comfortable in this environment, because I know a lot of friends that let's put it this way, I know a lot of people in the business world that have a lot of ups and downs and swings in their mood. They may just think it's too much coffee or a little pressure at work, but sometimes they may need a little bit more than a vacation.
Absolutely. This was really a treatment-oriented unit, and we're very proud of it. And you're absolutely correct. University of Miami Hospital prides itself in having private hospital rooms. So our unit is part of that, and we do offer private rooms for our patients to support their privacy and also the ability for family to visit and feel comfortable in the hospital setting.
I'll just say it. Back when I was in college, my brother, who since passed away, had a breakdown, and we went to the floor that was in the wing there at Jackson. I can't remember where it was. It wasn't what I would call the most inviting situation. Now, it sounds to me like you're taking the treatment of mood disorders, and I'm looking at some of the stuff, and these are diseases, anxiety, bipolar, depression, and we'll just call them mental illness. And it sounds like you're bringing it into a situation where people shouldn't be thinking of one flew over the cuckoo's nest. They should be thinking of, this is a place where I can get peace and quiet to heal.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we try to offer this particular patient population. Now, we do have in total, 4 inpatient psychiatric units, and we treat different psychiatric illnesses in different units. But this one in particular focuses on the treatment of depression and anxiety. So patients are able to relate to each other in their own struggles, and sometimes that's very helpful because they're able to support each other through the process. It's a quite specialized treatment.
Now, if somebody's having a problem, are they going to know it? Because let's face it, a lot of people that are out there listening on I-95 are sitting there cussing out the person that just cut them off. They're going to get home. They're going to walk through the door. They're going to be absolutely, I'll just say it this way, flippendicular angry. And they're going to bring that into the room with them, into their dinner table, at their wife, at their kids. How should somebody handle it? They had a tough I'm thrilled I'm asking this question. They've had a tough day at the office. They just drove an hour on I-95. It's hot as you know what out there. They just turned into their street. Something occurs that sets them off even more. Then they pull into the house, and they got to be, I want to say normal, kind, and quiet. A parent, how do you just flip the switch?
It's very difficult. You're not supposed to bring problems to the house environment, though. That's what we like to say. You have to dress yourself in patience these days on the streets. But more importantly, try to increase your patience and your frustration tolerance, and that's not always easy.
Oh, man, I can tell you. I mean, I'm just driving out today from downtown, and somebody starts swerving in front of me left and right. I go around them. I try to accelerate, and then they accelerate. I mean, it's like a game for these people. I like to call it the Miami-Dade two-step. But let's get back to what we're talking about here. How does somebody know that one of their loved ones needs a little bit of extra help?
Sometimes you can notice some change in behaviors. The patients may become more withdrawn, more isolative. They may be able to endorse, the fact that they feel sad or unhappy. Sometimes it's difficult for them to put into words, the way that they feel. But families typically notice a change in their behaviors. And again, some patients are able to indeed endorse the symptoms. And sometimes, families can help by encouraging them to see a mental health professional and at least, get an initial evaluation that may contribute to their treatment.
Well, I know in this venue that people can admit themselves. If somebody wants to admit themselves or get more information or perhaps get into the unit, get a loved one into the unit, how do they find out about this and get a hold of you, Dr. Torres?
Well, we have both inpatient and outpatient services through the University of Miami Hospital. Our inpatient psychiatry admissions area within the emergency room, it's called the Psychiatry Intake Department, and that phone number is 305-689-4444. And our outpatient services, their phone number is 305-689-1352 or 1355.
Now, we only have about 10 or 15 seconds left. What is the most important thought you'd like to leave our listeners on this extraordinarily important topic?
mental health is very important. It's just like any other medical problem, and everyone suffering from any sort of mental illness, mood disorders, or any other, should seek help and medical attention.
Well, Dr. Torres, I can't thank you enough. I hope we can get you back on the show because I know you have a lot of different specialties. I'd love, for instance, one day to talk about eating disorders and stuff like that.
Absolutely, anytime.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being on our show. And before we go, Oscar, you know what, Oscar, we'll be back after this, and I've got something special I want to read. So stick with us. We're going to be right back. Last segment's going to be all me, and boy, you're going to love it. Back after this. Oscar, hey, you know, everybody, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased all my, gosh, I leased so many Infinitis from them, I knew I was always getting the best price because they guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for any time, for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll always get the Warren Henry Advantage with it. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always our friends at Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, Miami, it's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into the fun at Marlins Park. And now you can dive in for half the price with Miami Herald Half Price Tuesdays. Invite all your friends to an exciting night of Marlins baseball. It's major league fun for not a lot of money. The next Miami Herald Half Price Tuesday is May 20th at 7:10 versus the Philadelphia Phillies. So get ready to save on baseball. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Oscar gives me the thumbs up, so it's my time to cut it loose and let it rip. Before we do that, I wanted to take some time out and recognize the fact that this is National Nurses Week, and I want to thank all of the UHealth nurses for all of their fabulous work during National Nurses Week and throughout the year. I wanted to try to put this is what I was trying to get in on the UHealth segment, but Oscar, I think it was better that we had the mental health part. You know, these nurses have been inspirations to both myself and my family for the last year plus. I want to especially thank Dr. Patricia Briones, who received her doctorate of nursing practice from the University of Florida. Go Gators! And she's been a mentor to my wife, Vivian Freed. In fact, if you heard Vivian on a few days ago with her doctor, Dr. Diego, a couple of weeks ago, you heard how much the UHealth team means to her. And I can only say that Dr. Patricia Briones has personally brought my wife back from the brink along with Dr. Diego. So that team, along with all the people at the dialysis folks, I just want to thank them so much. And now we're kind of going to get into the wrap-up and the thoughts that are on my mind. I talked last week about the soccer stadium. You heard me talk with Ron Book a little bit about it here today, and I want to talk a little bit more about it. You saw a nuanced change in the argument for the soccer stadium today. You saw them go from it's got to be at the port to it's got to be waterfront. Well, that means that now they're also going to talk about filling in the slip next to American Airlines Arena. And Ron said it best. He said, said, look, we just built a baseball stadium. We've had people grabbing for that Bayfront land for quite some time and been slapping their hands and keeping it strictly for use of the entire public with museum, park, et cetera. You know, we've now got all of these people living downtown. They need a park. And they've got Bicentennial Park, but that's not really what I'd call a park. That's sort of an events venue with a memorial in the middle of it. We need some green space right there by the American Airlines Arena. If you're going to fill in that slip that the boats used to come in to drop off their oil on what's now the museum park, then let's fill in that land and use it for a grand park. Right now, the best park that we have in Miami is the one just north of the Omni, where people go there. It's got thousands of condo units, and from those condo units, you can walk to the Marina Park. High five to the Hollows for developing Opera Tower and everybody else who developed over there. Just great location, and you're right in front of the park. You can enjoy the waterfront, play basketball. It's amazing. Why can't we do that over by the AAA? Put that to the north side of the AAA. It'd be a great place. Imagine the energy. If you couldn't get into the Heat game, imagine the energy you'd have out there in the park. They could use it for people to play soccer, not just the MLS. And it would be just a great downtown venue that we could truly make a true centerpiece, and we could build our entire city around it. Versus a soccer stadium that, you know, I'd like to go to the soccer games, but, you know, all the sports teams have had kind of a spotty track record. So if the soccer didn't take off, what would we have left there? A big place to play high school football when they wouldn't even put the baseball stadium there? So, folks, let's be realistic. There's lots of good locations. We don't have to advocate one here on the show, although I like the one over by the airport personally. There's a lot of different things that can be done, but I do want to give the soccer people one good thumbs up. And that's what they're talking about, doing it privately financed. Hey, I warned everybody I was going to Wednesday's day game with the Marlins. I took my mom. We had a spectacular time. There were a lot of seniors there. I guess they do a special on Wednesdays for them, but it was a great time. My college roommate threw out the first pitch. High five to Louie for that. I know because Steve, his dad, told me when we were working out. That's right. I work out with my college roommate's dad every morning. Oh, boy. But in any event, we were out there. We had a great time. It was my mom's first time out there because she works on the weekends and she can't go to night games. So this was my first chance to get her out there. We had an amazing time. We breezed right in with the parking was easy. We had great food. She loved the colors. She loved all the jumping up and down. Billy the Marlin ran by. It was the highlight of her day. Not a lot of scoring, but a lot of great people sat around us. We had a great time. We met some new people. We made some new friends. We saw some old friends. It was just a great time. And even if all you want to do is exercise, you know, for cheap tickets, you can go walk around that stadium. You know, do your exercise. It's just a great environment. And, hey, whoever would have thunk it a couple of months ago, but the Marlins have the best home record in baseball. So if you haven't been out there, you're missing perhaps one of the best shows that we've had in town in a long, long time. And Giancarlo Stanton, I take it back. You can keep that Giancarlo name. You found your power. You found the swing, you know, leading the league in RBIs. Oh, my gosh, it's just amazing. And, hey, summer's coming, so keep your temper in check. We're all going to be out there. We're all going to be driving up and down I-95, all walking around. We're all going to be in a hurry. There's going to be a traffic jam making us late. Look, it's South Florida. It's summertime. Just relax and maintain your sensibility and your sensitivity to each other. You heard us talking about mental health. The most important thing you have to do is make sure that you break your mental health. You don't bring that negative energy into the hospital. I want to thank our guests. Ron Book, my gosh, he's the man. That guy brings home the bacon every time. I want to thank UHealth. We had a great guest today, Dr. Torres, talking about mental health. I want to thank the Miami Marlins. Also, the Dolphins have re-signed up. We'll be doing more Dolphins stuff, so thanks to the Dolphins. Thank you, Social Media 305, Lawrence Kids, Publix, Bruce Turkell, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Aztec Group. But thank you to our listeners. Join our community and give us feedback on at Jim Freed, at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, the website, www.freedonbusiness.com. Remember, we'll be on next Thursday. This is not a rehearsal. This is your life. Now, the person that wants to go and do something, well, they find a way. Other people find an excuse. Now, go out there and make it happen. Oscar, take me out. Bring me back again next week.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim.
said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't talk.